Jana Rangana. Yasoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janavala Bhagi Vadadha. Gopi Jana Vallabha Givadhari. Yasura Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Damayapur ki, Gaura Premanandi. So one time, when we first started coming to Sri Damayapur, we were hearing devotees outside of our ISKCON temple here chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Lots of Hari Bols. Very popular. And devotees came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, they are chanting so many Hari Bols. We don't chant Hari Bols. And Prabhupada said, let them chant Hari Bol. We will chant Hare Krishna and I will go back to Godhead. Okay. Not that we don't chant Hari Bol, but there was a time when devotees actually used to chant like Hari Bol like a lot. Like in, you know, Gaur Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I mean, it was a real catchy, popular tune, that Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And I've heard actually people do Hari Bols like, you know, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. But we don't do that, do we? But it's fun, isn't it? Kind of getting into it. So today, we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, text number 26 to 28. The name of the chapter is The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I will read 26 and 27 and then we will chant 28 together. Sri Supavacha it yadish yamaraganan prajapati patir uvibhu Ashvasya cham him girbi svadharma paramam yayo. Shukadev Goswami continued, after thus advising the demigods and pacifying Mother Earth, the very powerful Lord Brahma, who is the master of all Prajapatis and is therefore known as Prajapati Pati, returned to his abode Brahmaloka. Shurya seno yadu patir maturam avasanpurim maturan Chura Senam Cha Vishayan Bhubuje Pura. Formerly, Shurashen, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, had gone to live in the city of Mathura. There he enjoyed the places known as Mathura and Suryashen. Now today's text. Rajadhani Tata Sadbhut. Rajadhani tata sadbhut sarva yadava bhubujam sarva yada bhubujam matura bhagavan yatra matura bhagavan yatra nityam sanihito hari Nityam sanihito hari. Rajadhani tata sadbhut. Sarvayada Babubujam Matura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sani Hito Hari Rajadani Tata Sadbhut Sarvayada Babubujam Matura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sani Hito Hari Rajadani Tata Sadbhut Sarvayada Babubujam Matura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sanahito Hari Rajadani Tata Sadbhut Rajadani Tata Sadbhut You know the drill. Have anybody been here before in one of my classes? Yeah. Is there anybody from South Africa who would like to chant? Anybody from Delaware? Don't make me do this. Anybody from Indonesia? Get two. Anybody from Russia that doesn't speak all that much English? Wearing a green shirt? Translated for him. He can't see. Yeah, give him the... You're up. Rajadani Tata Sadbhut Anybody wearing saffron? Especially some really old senior devotee who I really shouldn't be saying this to. Yeah. excuse my fences, please. Anybody else? Whoa. Matajis. Anybody who just gave class in the last week like to do it? Any Russian translators? Now, if you didn't see the board, is there anybody here who could do it without looking? You memorized it from hearing all these chanting. Is there anybody here? You could do it? I'm impressed. I can't even do it while I'm looking at the words, but that's good. But that used to be Prabhupada's plan, to get us to actually memorize the shloka by chanting it, but we'll proceed on. So the word for word, Rajadhani, the capital, the Taha, from that time, Sa, the country and the city known as Mathura, Abut, became Sarvayadava Bhubujam, of all the kings who appeared in the Yadu dynasty. Mathura, the place known as Mathura. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yatra, wherein, Nityam, eternally. Sannihitaha, intimately connected, living eternally. Hari, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation, by His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Since that time, the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Please repeat. Since that time, the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and the district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Purport. It is understood that Mathura city is the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is not an ordinary material city, for it is eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrindavan is within the jurisdiction of Mathura, and it still continues to exist. Because Mathura and Vrindavan are intimately connected with Krishna eternally, it is said that Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityaja padam ekam nagachyati. At present, the place known as Vrindavan in the district of Mathura continues its position as a transcendental place. And certainly, anyone who goes there becomes transcendentally purified. Now we get to the good stuff. Navadvip Dham is also intimately connected with Vrajabhumi. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Yeba Jani Chintamani Tarahaya Vrajabhume Vasa. Vrajabhumi refers to Mathura Vrindavan, and Gaura Mandala Bhumi includes Navadvip. These two places are non-different. Therefore, anyone living in Navadvip Dham, knowing Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality, lives in Vrajabhumi, Mathura Vrindavan. The Lord has made it convenient for the conditioned soul to live in Mathura Vrindavan and Navadvip, and thus be directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by living in these places, one can immediately come in contact with the Lord. There are many devotees who vow never to leave Vrindavan and Mathura. This is undoubtedly a good vow. But if one leaves Vrindavan, Mathura, or Navadvip Dham for the service of the Lord, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At any rate, we must understand the transcendental importance of Mathura Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham. Anyone who executes devotional service in these places certainly goes back home, back to Godhead, after giving up his body. Thus the words, Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sanhito Hari, are particularly important. A devotee should fully utilize this instruction to the best of his ability. Whenever the Supreme Lord personally appears, he appears in Mathura because of his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendentally abodes of the Lord. Om Agyana Tiranam Daschaganjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmaditangena Tasmai Shri Gure Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swabhanantikam Vanchakalpa Tirubascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Baditanam Pavane Bhio Vaishnava Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Vrstaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Bhacharine Nirvishesha Shalibadi Pashtata Desatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse has actually been used when devotees get to just choose a verse. There was an instance in France in 2009 I saw where Indrajuma Swami says, I've just chosen this verse randomly. So obviously, very important verse. Now, if we were sitting in Sri Vrindavan Dham, physically, I would talk about Sri Vrindavan Dham. But we are sitting in Sri Mayapur Dham. So we're going to talk about Sri Mayapur Dham, because actually they're the same. That's what Prabhupada says in the Purport. They're the same. So if I mention Mayapur, I'm talking about Vrindavan, I'm talking about Mayapur, I'm talking about Vrindavan. It's the same thing. Now often we hear Navadvip and Mayapur on the same terms. So originally, Navadvip was considered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in reality, it is not. It is actually Mayapur. We all know where Yogapita is, just down the street from us. That is in Sridham Mayapur. So I wanted to actually say something first. I skipped it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never tinged with material qualities. And so anything associated with him is also spiritual. The abodes in which the Supreme Lord has carried out his activities are therefore spiritual and pure. And although they appear within the material world, in fact, they are transcendental beyond the material creation. So when talking about these dhams, we're talking about a spiritual place. We understand that, don't we? We are actually sitting in a spiritual world right now. Sridham Mayapur is the spiritual world. Now, how did we come across this place here in Sri Mayapur when all the references are to Navadvip? Well, this is the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He actually was born around this area in Bengal and got transferred to Jagannath Puri. But he always had a desire in his heart to locate and reestablish the potency and the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth. But it was being lost. People were saying, oh, you know, Lord Chaitanya was born here, he's born here, maybe over here. There was no conclusive evidence to be found by anybody yet as to where Mahaprabhu was actually born. So he had himself a strong desire to do this. He became very, very attached to Mahaprabhu while living in Jagannath Puri. And he thought, I will go and do this, but I'm working as minister in government. And I have large family, so I just can't get up and go. I have to be transferred there. So he put in a request to be transferred to this area so that he could research and find the actual birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Well, the government said, no. We don't want you going anywhere. We want you staying in Puri. You're doing a very nice job. Don't go. We're not going to grant this. And Bhaktivinoda was like, I'm going. Whether you grant me or not, here is my resignation. If you don't let me go, that's it. I'm out. No more service. Sorry. And they said, oh, he's pretty serious about this. Okay, we'll send you. Krishnanagar, here you go. You get a position over there. So while fulfilling his duties at Krishnanagar, he doesn't relax about this finding Mahaprabhu's birthplace. He's determined. Every spare moment, he's going to Navadvip. He's talking to all the locals. He's talking to sadhus. And then he notices Navadvip was established 100 years ago. So there's no way that this is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. It's only been around for 100 years. Now we have to figure this out. Well, if it's not here, but all the shastras say, Navadvip, where is it? So he starts asking around. He's now going to the library as well. He checks in the library. He notices that there were some maps that were drawn in the 18th century by some English navigators. And they actually said that this land here is called Nadia. He said, okay, this land over here on the other side is called Nadia. Maybe there's something to this. He starts looking around this area. Still, no evidence to be found. He then inquires from a couple of Muslims in the area about this plot of land, very mysteriously, not being cultivated, not being used. Very large plot of land. And the Muslims, they're not doing anything with it. They're actually afraid of it. They're like, we don't go there. We don't go there. And Bhaktivinoda inquires, why don't you go there? He says, well, there are these seven hills that are there. They have tulsi growing out of them. And there are strange noises, sounds, lights coming from this area. It scares us. So we want nothing to do with it. And Bhaktivinoda is thinking, maybe there's something to this. He then draws the conclusion from these maps and from these Muslim farmers, maybe this is something that I should really look into. So he does, and he believes this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he wants further conclusive evidence. So he gathers up his Siksha Guru, Jagannath Das Babaji. Now by this stage, Jagannath Das Babaji, he's not walking. We've seen the pictures of him. That's the picture that we have now of Jagannath Babaji. That's where he was at, all bent over. They carried him here in a basket. Jagannath Das Babaji, when arriving to this spot, felt the presence of Mahaprabhu, as did Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But Bhaktivinoda wanted conclusive evidence. This is the best sadhu. This is the most pure devotee that I know, my Siksha Guru. When Jagannath Das Babaji got there, he jumps out of the basket. Tears of ecstasy are flowing and he's, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That confirms it. This is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Now Bhaktivinoda is happy. We found it. He starts looking around for other important landmarks from Chaitanya Leela. This has become his goal in life. So he starts now deciding what to do. First he starts gathering money from local sadhus and other people around. I'm going to build a temple. I'm going to build a temple. That's just the start of it though. Now we understand where Mahaprabhu's birthplace is. This is a very important thing. Because now we get to enjoy the benefits of it. Because Bhaktisiddhanta followed through with his father's plan to build a big temple. And they built a very nice temple at the site of Mahaprabhu's birth. He established it. Gaudiyamath Temple. Very beautiful. Now Bhaktivinoda, he's actually buying a house. He builds a house on the island of Godrum. And he can see across the Jalangi River to the spot where Mahaprabhu was born. One day, standing on his balcony, Bhaktivinoda says, I have a vision. I see one day where people from all around the world will come to this spot, chant the holy names of the Lord, and chant, Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! But only when these people come in his vision, they are chanting with enthusiasm. So that people all around the area here, downstairs outside, will hear the chanting of Lord Mahaprabhu's name. Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! You know, there is so much potency when we chant with enthusiasm. Does anybody feel that? When you go, I just have to throw this in because it's one of the things that I like. When you chant, you know, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Maybe you put your hand up, maybe you don't. You know, maybe next time I'll do it. It's been a rough morning. But when you chant with that enthusiasm, especially devotees from all around the world. We're fulfilling the prophecy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't stand there one day. I see devotees from all around the world taking it really easy, maybe chanting a little Hare Krishna, maybe chanting a little Jai. It's like it's so, oh, there's another devotee chanting. No, he saw these devotees chanting with enthusiasm because we are so blessed to be in Sridham Mayapur. Don't forget that. Every day you should be tasting that nectar. I'm in Sridham Mayapur. How the heck did I get here? So let's try it one more time. We're doing this one for Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his vision. Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! You just made Bhaktivinoda Thakur very happy. So now this vision of Bhaktivinoda, carried through by Bhakti Siddhanta, is now being taken over by Srila Prabhupada and his visions for Sridham Mayapur. Now originally, in 1971, we purchased the land here. 9 biggas we got in 1971. Does anybody know how much we paid for 9 biggas of land here in 1971? Hands up, who knows? How much? 14,500 going to the top bidder. He got it. Thank you. 14,500 rupees for the first plot of land here in Sridham Mayapur. To start this city, this temple of the Vedic planetarium, this attract so many devotees from all around the world to come and chant and fulfill this vision of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One of my favorite lines that Srila Prabhupada said about Mayapur, and I try to read this as much as possible. To be in Sridham Mayapur is wonderful. If you live in Mayapur, or if you die in Mayapur, it's all the same. Now, when the devotees heard that, they're like, wait a minute. If you live in Mayapur or die in Mayapur, it's all the same. What do you mean? How could it be the same? So Prabhupada says, Mayapur is the spiritual world. So if you're living in Mayapur, you're living in the spiritual world. And if you die in Mayapur, you go back to the spiritual world. So, both are the same. Now, one funny thing. I applied for student visa a couple of years ago. And one of the requirements for a student visa is you have to write a will. Okay? They told me this. And they made it sound like, oh, now you have to write a will. Okay, what do I have to write a will for? Well, you have to write a will that if you leave your body while you are here in Sridham Mayapur, your ashes will be placed in the Ganges. That's why I'm here. And they made it sound like they were twisting my arm. Come on, sign that thing. All right, I'll do it. It's exactly why I'm here, so okay, let's sign that thing. So more than happy to sign that, because isn't that really what we would love? To leave our body here, to live and then leave our body here? And that's not just all, folks. Why are we here? Do we even know why we're here? Do we really understand why we are in Sridham Mayapur? Why are you in Sridham Mayapur? Why not be somewhere else? It's really hot here, isn't it? Come on, don't we have air conditioning in this place? I need more modern conveniences. We have one little store over there. It's got like 4 little rows. It's not even that big of a store. It's very austere here. Why should I live here? Give me a good reason. Somebody raise your hand. Give me a really good reason why I should live in Sridham Mayapur. And don't give me, oh, it's the spiritual world, because I just told you that. What's your own reason? Somebody, yes. Whoa. Wow. Great answer. Yeah. I like that one. Back in the early 70s, well, a little bit in the middle 70s, devotees were starting to come to Mayapur for Gaur Pranim. It was the place to get together with God brothers from all around the world. Very ecstatic time, the Gaur Pranim festival. A couple hundred devotees would show up. It was just bliss. You're from where? Wow, we have a temple there? Oh man, that's fantastic. It was amazing. But one of the qualifications, especially for brahmacharis, to come to Mayapur, you had to be a big book distributor. You had to bring in a lot of Lakshmi, distribute a lot of books. Yes, Prabhu, you may go to Sridhar Mayapur for Gaur Pranim, but what about me? Sorry, you don't distribute enough books. So the big book distributors, they got this mercy of coming to Sridhar Mayapur every year. Now, unfortunately, every year during the Gaur Pranim festival, the book scores would go, ooh, because all the big distributors were here. So book distribution went right down. All those guys who didn't qualify, they didn't do so good anyway. And they especially didn't do good without all those fired up guys leading the way. So book distribution went, expression called in the toilet, like right down there. Now, Romeshwar Prabhu, who was in charge of the BBT, the collections went to him. He was getting bothered by this. After a couple of years, he's like, you know, for a couple of months there, our Lakshmi distribution is just so low. I'm not happy with this. We have to stay steady. We have to keep that money coming in every single month so we can keep buying books and keep everything moving, BBT. I'm not happy with this. So he goes to Srila Prabhupada. He says, Srila Prabhupada, I have an idea. First, let me explain. He says, every year during the Gaur Pranim festival, we send our best distributors. That's like their reward for all their hard work. And every year the scores go right down. So I have an idea. How about this? Once every 3 or 4 years, we do it on a rotation basis. This Prabhu goes this year, doesn't go this year, doesn't go this year. Then he comes to come back the next year. This Prabhu who didn't go this year, he goes this year, doesn't go that year. You get the idea. A rotation basis. And while he's explaining this to Srila Prabhupada, before he finishes the complete agreement, argument, whatever, Prabhupada says, no, no. Every year, devotees should come to Sridhar Mayapur. And as many as possible should come to Sridhar Mayapur. Now, why would Prabhupada say that? Doesn't he realize? Because he was just explained to him the scores go down every year during Gaur Pranim. What's Prabhupada thinking? No! Everybody must come every year to Sridhar Mayapur. So Prabhupada explained it. He said, if the devotees come to Sridhar Mayapur, absorb themselves in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, get the association of devotees from all around the world, they will leave with such enthusiasm that they will do way more than they would have done if they stayed home. They will make up for it twice as much. That makes sense. And that's exactly what happened. All the devotees who come to Mayapur, you don't just come to Mayapur, get on the plane and go back. Hey, how was it, Prabhu? Yeah, it's okay. It's India, it's hot, Nobody does that. You come back from the Mayapur festival, you're like, whoa, you gotta go next year. It's ecstatic. I was talking to this devotee from Germany who was telling me how they go on trains and distribute the books, and then they do Harinam throughout the whole city. Sometimes like 500 people are out there chanting with them. You hear stories like this, you're like, whoa, let's get fired up, guys. Come on. What are we doing? Don't sit down. Let's go out on Sankirtan. So Prabhupada understood that this juice that we get from Sridhar Mayampur, it takes us to a whole different level. You get to see devotees from all around the world. As I'm looking out here, I can see devotees from all around the world. There's only, I'm counting one other devotee from America here, right? Anybody else from America besides Bhakta Scott from Delaware? Two, I forgot, Mr. Bhagavan, my bad. There's three of us from America. Three from America, that's all. How about Russia? Who's got Russia? One, two, three, four, five. Russia's winning 5-3 over America. What other countries? Oh, 6-7-3. Who, what else? We got England. Anybody else from England? Sorry, only one from England. What about, I'll put you all in a group. South America. All right, South America. Only two. Where's the rest of your guys? They're sleeping. Figures. You guys need more sleep, I guess. What about India? Anybody here from India? Whoa! Go figure. Well, we are in India, so it doesn't count. Sorry. But that's Prabhupada's goal, is to have people from all around the world come here. Oh, I got to go fast. That's what that chanting does. It takes too long. I'm going to read something from the Navadvaita Mahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's very ecstatic, so please listen up. Sri Chaitanya's incarnation, however, is most uncommon. By his mercy, a serious person, here we are, though filled with offenses, can quickly obtain love of God. When someone calls out the names of Nitai and Chaitanya, Krishna Prem comes looking for him. Did you catch that? If you call out the names of Nitai and Chaitanya, Krishna Prem comes looking for you. Whoa. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, all the offenses quickly go away. The heart becomes pure and love of God fully blossoms. Because people in Kali Yuga commit unlimited offenses, which are difficult to check, there can be no means of deliverance other than Gauranga's name. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, I see no alternative to Sri Gauranga. This is also the proclamation of the scriptures. As Sri Gaurachandra appeared in Navadvip, it is therefore the crest jewel of all places. Offenders are the object of punishment at other holy pilgrim places, but not in Sri Dham Mayapur. There, they are purified. The example is the two brothers, Jagai and Madai, who committed great offenses, yet still receive Nitai and Gora. What to speak of other places? At Vrindavan, the offenders are punished. But a person who has committed hundreds of offenses can easily receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and overcome those offenses in Navadvipam. For this reason, sages endlessly praise Navadvip of Gauramandala. He, or here we go. Who lives here? You all live, most of you live here. That's very sweet. He who lives in Navadvip Dham. Now when we say Navadvip, we're talking Mayapur. I could just change it, but that's what Bhaktivinoda said. He who lives in Navadvip Dham is very fortunate, for he achieves attraction for Krishna. He who happens to go there becomes freed from all offenses. What one attains by traveling to all the other holy places is attained just by remembering Mayapur. In this way, the scriptures sing, He who sees Navadvip Dham gets ecstatic love of Krishna birth after birth. Even one who goes to Navadvip desiring to gain material comforts through pious activities will not take another birth. The Shastras say that one who walks around Navadvip attains the fruit of millions of Ashvamedha yajnas at every step. And one who lives in Navadvip and chants mantras obtains the sound of Chaitanya as his mantra, easily gets free from Maya. What yogis obtain after 10 years at other teachers is obtained in 3 nights in Sridharmayapur. So let's appreciate what we have. We're in the spiritual world here. We're surrounded by sadhus. Yet somehow or other, I'm sensing this, somehow or other, there are devotees living in Sridharmayapur. Out of the 5,000 devotees that reside here in Sridharmayapur. Imagine that, 5,000 devotees. Imagine if they all showed up for class. You know how crowded this room would be? My goodness, downstairs would be coming up the stairs. Upstairs would be going down the stairs. There would be so many devotees here. Please let me in. I want to hear Bhagavatam class. It's not happening. It's not happening. I'm impressed how many people are here today. I thought maybe when they announced, you know, today's class in English will be goodbye, Jivanath Prabhu. Everybody's like, ooh, I'm not going to that. I'm picking and choosing. I'll go to this one, but not that one. I like him. I don't like him. Oh, she's giving class. Ooh. Bhagavatam class. Greeting the deities. Guru Puja. It doesn't get any better than this. What's better to do at 7 o'clock in the morning except for greet the deities? Tell me, something better to do? What am I missing? Every day I'm in this temple room here looking at the deities. What am I missing? Please help me here. I'm missing something because nobody's here. There's not 5,000 devotees in the temple. There's how many people here? Like 50, 60 people in the English-speaking Bhagavatam class. Is that all the people we have speaking English? We even have translators. We have somebody working the microphone the whole time. Whatever she's saying in Russian. It's so sweet. Where is everybody? They're missing this. We're in the Dham. Sridharmayapur. It's the most sacred place ever. We're listening to Katha, Bhagavatam. Most speakers talk so eloquently about Krishna and his wonderful pastimes. This is the nectar. Don't miss out on it. Don't take it for granted. If you find something better, please come up to me. Tell me. Hey, Prabhu, don't worry about your rounds. I got something better to do. Really? Please tell me. What is it? I want to know. I feel so helpless, stuck in the temple. From 4:30 till 9 every day, I'm stuck here, suffering through japa, mangalarti, the pain of it all. I suffer through this every day. Please help me. Release me. Give me something that's more important than this. I'm missing it. I fail to understand the significance of outside things between the hours of 4:30 and 9 in the morning. Please help me with this. So that's a plea. Please tell all your friends. Poor little Jivanath. He doesn't know where to go at 4:30 in the morning, so he comes to the temple. He sits in Bhagavatam class every day. Doesn't know what he's missing. Sridharmayapur. If I get the effect times 1,000. That's what they say, isn't it? Whatever you do in Sridharmayapur, times 1,000? You're kidding me. So I chant one round, that's like 1,000 rounds? Ooh. If I chant 16 rounds, that's like how much? 16,000 rounds? If I do that for a week, it's how much? I don't have a clue. I can't do that kind of stuff too quick. It's a lot of rounds. You go to Mangalarti, it's like going 1,000 times? Whoa. How many bursts have we been here? Let's start making up for those bursts. Let's get the nectar that Sridharmayapur is offering. Don't blow this chance. This is like the golden opportunity for all of us. The golden, like Lord Chaitanya, golden. We get this golden opportunity to live, to be, to associate here in Sridhar Mayapur, the holy Dham, non-different than Krishna. Non-different. This is something we should be fighting for. We can't get in the door because there's so many people. Push your way in. I want to see the deities. I want to be with the devotees. I want to chant japa in the temple room or outside in the courtyard. It's too hot. I had to sell out. I'm sorry. I chant outside now. But in the winter, you'll find me in the same spot. Because I want that nectar. I want to get greedy for that nectar. Be greedy for it. Soak up as much as you can. And if you don't live here, or even if you do live here, you take that nectar and you distribute it. There are so many programs going on in Mayapur and outside Mayapur that you can become connected with. Prabhu, we're going to go preach in so-and-so place. I'll go. I'll take this opportunity to spread the holy name, to spread the glories of Mahaprabhu, to spread this Sankirtan movement. I'll do that. You go back home to Russia, to China, to Puerto Rico, to Peru, to anywhere. You take that with you. You take Mahaprabhu. You take the holy Dham. You say, here, Mahaprabhu is giving freely. I'm giving it too. I'm not going to be a miser. I'm not just going to take it for myself. I'm going to give it to everybody. Now at that istagosi that we just had, and this is the last bit. The istagosi we just had. I got to speak because somebody else wasn't there. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. The main speaker left. So they called me up on the stage and started glorifying me. And I know that's not a good sign. Uh-oh. You're going to want me to say something. I knew it. Jivanov's so wonderful. He's here in the summer. He's doing all this stuff. Like, uh-oh, here it comes. We'd like to hear from you, Jivanov Prabhu. Like, all right, whatever. Let's do this. So I started talking about preaching in Mayapur. Now, not everybody is going to grab a book bag or go out on Harinam in the middle of the afternoon or a whole lot of different things. They're not going to do that. You're going to do what you can. What you can do, and this is what I mentioned, is learn this universal language. Universal language. This is translated in every single language. In Russian, in Spanish, in Hindi, and in English. Every single language. It's a very simple way to preach. And I'm going to give you it right now. Are we ready? Everyone who totally tuned into this? I hope you get this. Because once I do it, it's out. The secret's out. Are you ready? This is called smiling. This is preaching. Look at this. I'm preaching. Now, I'm going to take my preaching to a whole nother level. I'm smiling, and with my mouth, I'm going to say, Hare Krishna. Let's try it, everybody. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You're all smiling? Who's not smiling? Doesn't work unless you do two parts. It's the smile and the Hare Krishna. Everybody smiling? Let's try it again. This is like Sankirtan. This is a Sankirtan meeting now in the Holy Dham. You ready? Oh, it hurts, doesn't it? I'm going to hold that up there. I'm going to hold it. You ready? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
But this time, you know what I'm going to say. Let's do it with enthusiasm. You ready? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You're preaching now. You're now part of the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If somebody walks up to you and just looks at you like they do here in Sridhar Mayapur, we're going to preach Hare Krishna. So the next time somebody walks up and goes, you're going to go Hare Krishna. And now you're preaching. And that simple little movement of the cheekbone muscles and the simple vibration of Hare Krishna could make all the difference to that person. You have no idea where they are at. That could be that one little thing. Hey, you know, those Hare Krishnas, they're kind of friendly. They're kind of nice. And that could be just what starts their devotional ball rolling. You don't know. But if you don't smile, if you go, what are you looking at? You think that's going to start their devotional ball? They're going to go, nah, these people, they preach that God's a person, but yet, you know, he's kind of like a jerk. So, one more time, and then you may all head off and practice this. Step one, ready? I'm not seeing everybody. Okay? Step two. Hare Krishna! All glories to Srila Prabhupada! Jai. Thank you. It's 9:05.
Does anybody want to say anything?
You can say it to me personally if you like. Everybody can go. You're free to leave. Hare Krishna.